Christ the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for your grace, love, and mercies. Thank you for your helps you always send to us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your presence and power that is producing great results in our lives. Thank you for fighting our battles so that we can have victories. Thank you, Lord, for opening doors unto us so that we can move forward and succeed. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for honoring your name in our lives. Thank you for turning things around in our lives, in our situations, to glorify your name. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us with spiritual blessings. Thank you for blessing our minds with the knowledge and revelations of your word. Thank you for making us stronger than the weaknesses that brought many down. Thank you because we are not defeated by such weaknesses. You have made us stronger. Thank you, Lord. We thank you because you have not allowed the darkness that has captured the world at this time to capture us. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for everything we have learned in the previous Bible study classes. We thank you for how you have used those teachings to shape our lives correctly. Oh Lord, we are here this evening, this night, to learn again, to hear from you again. Oh Lord, speak to us. We don't just want to hear and hear. We want to do everything you teach us. We want to be doers of your word, not just hearers alone. And not only that, we want to be changed, transformed through the power of your word. Oh Lord, do this in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are moving forward. For some time now, we have been looking at the Christian's relationship to society. And we are presently in point three that says our attitude toward worldly values, how we should react to the things the people in the world value so much, and how we should relate to those things or with those things. So now we are moving to a new topic that says the detrimental, effect of this wicked world on believers. The detrimental effect of this wicked world on believers. You and I know that this world is wicked. Very wicked. Because the people of the world hate God. They don't want God in their lives. They hate the will of God. They hate righteousness of God. They hate the word of God. They hate life that God wants His creatures to live. The holy lifestyle. The lifestyle of purity God demands from everyone He created. The people of this world, they hate such life. They don't want to live such life. So we are living in a very dark world. A world full of evil, wickedness. And all sorts of wickedness. Also wickedness, hatred, anger, murder, people killing one another, shedding innocent blood. So many things are going on in this wicked world. Stealing, sexual immoralities, addictions. So many wickedness going on. Yeah, and the Bible have revealed to us many of these things. Many of the wickedness that is in this world. Now, so today we are looking at a topic that says the detrimental effect. When we say something is detrimental, it means something that causes harm. Yeah. It can also be damaging, something that causes damage. Yeah, something that causes injury. Yeah, so our topic is the detrimental effects of this wicked world on believers. So this wicked world has the ability to hurt believers, to cause damage, to believers' lives. Yeah, so that is why we have to be wise. journey through this world. We have to be wise. Let us look at 2 Peter chapter 2. Verse 7 to 8, and delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked, for that righteous man dwelling among them, is seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. Yeah, Peter was saying here that God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, but delivered just a lot. And of course, Lot and his two daughters, the wives looked back along the way and became pillar of salt. So he was saying that Lot was always being vexed with the lifestyle of the people of Sodom. In verse 8, he said, for the righteous man dwelling among them in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. So every time Lot would see all the wickedness people of Sodom and Gomorrah do on daily basis, it has become a normal thing. Homosexuality has become a normal thing. And not just that, many other wicked things, sinful things they do. So he hears them every day, sees them every day. So, and that causes troubles to his soul. Yeah, because he has to stay there. He has to live among them. And then, on the other hand, he must not join them in practicing sin. Yeah, that is the case with the world of today. We cannot come out of this world as believers. We have to live in this world. We have to serve God here. We have to fulfill our divine purposes here. We have to fulfill our destinies here. We have a lot of things we have to do here in this world. That was why Jesus prayed in John chapter 15 that God should not take us out of the world. Let us read that to John. Chapter 15. John 17, not 15. John 17. Yeah, this was where Jesus was praying. Was praying for his disciples. Let us read from verse 15, John 17, from verse 15. This is Jesus speaking. John 17 from verse 15. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me to the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. Praise the Lord. So you can see here that Jesus was praying for us. Saying that God should not take us out of this world, but that He should keep us from the evil that is in the world. That is, He should deliver us from the evil that is in the world. God is able to actually reduce the lifespan of Christians. God is able to do that. God is able to cut short the lifespan of Christians because He doesn't want them to be corrupted and polluted by the darkness in the world. And God does that sometimes. So that is why it is not every debt that is not according to the will of God. Some people, God intentionally made them to die at a young age, because if they continue to live in this world, you would lose them. That is, the kingdom of heaven will lose them. They will eventually be corrupted by the darkness in the world. So God, knowing the future of such people, He will, in His wisdom, take them away, take them out of the world, so that they would not lose their salvation and lose heaven. Yeah, because once you embrace the system of the world, the standard of the world, you are gone. You can't make heaven anymore. Yeah, so God knows some Christians, if they continue to live long on earth, He knows they are going to fall. So He prefers to take them away from the earth by making them to die young before they would fall and turn away from Him. In fact, there are some Christians who specifically prayed and told God to cut short their lives. If there's going to be a time, they would turn away from Him and embrace the evil that is in the world. So they made a covenant with God that God should kill them before they become God's enemies. Yeah, so my point is that there is nothing good in this world. And if you have listened to my previous teachings on this same topic we have been dealing with, which says the Christian's relationship to society. Yeah, if you can remember, I mentioned the fact that we should not feel at home in this world, and that the Bible showed us that we are pilgrims and strangers in this world, that we do not belong to this world. Yeah. So I'm reminding you again, because it's kind of easy for some Christians to forget that they are pilgrims and strangers in this world. It's kind of easy for them to forget that there is nothing for them here, that they do not belong here, that they are just passing by. So the only thing we are doing here is to serve God, to do God's assignment. That is why we are here. If you are here for any other reason, it means you are still wasting your time. I mean, if you want to stay in this world for any other reason apart from fulfilling God's assignment, fulfilling the purpose of God for your creation, why God created you and placed you here on earth. And not only that, if your reason is different from serving God, pleasing God, praising God, so as to show an example to unbelievers, then you have not started living. You have not started living. So the main reason why we are, why God allows to continue to live in this world after we give our lives to Jesus, after we become saved, is because there is an assignment He wants us to fulfill. And I've just mentioned it. Yeah, you have to discover why you were born. There is a reason for your existence. And you have to get busy fulfilling that purpose, that reason for your existence. And not only that, it is because we have to serve Him, worship Him, please Him, so that we'll show an example to those sinners out there. So that we'll show an example of what it is to be a child of God. And an example of what it is to belong to the kingdom of God and not this world. So these are the reasons why we are still alive as Christians here on earth. So if you have another reason, you are just wasting your time, then you to actually live is to live for Christ and not for yourself and not for any other thing. Yeah, that is what it means to live. So if you think you are here on earth because of yourself, because of your ambitions, you're just wasting your time as a Christian. You have not started living the Christian life. Yeah, I'm telling you the truth. In fact, you are not here to get married as a Christian. You are not here to have children as a Christian. You are not here to make money. You are not here to have anything that is in this world. The reason why you are here are those things I've said earlier. Yeah. So if you will get married, have children, make money, it must be because of those two things, because they are relevant to your purpose. So if those things are not relevant, then you don't need any of those things. There was a time God gave me a revelation of different evil packages. Evil packages. You know, when something is packaged. Yeah, so I saw different evil packages waiting for every child that will be born into this world. I mean, every child that will be born into this world, they will have packaged evil for them. So when I saw that revelation, I was like, well, I don't think I want to have children. I'm telling you the truth. I said, I don't think I want to have children. Because I saw how much evil they have packaged for every child that will be born into the world. And I saw how many children grew up to be adults, grew up to become old, to become older adults and die, fulfilling that evil package Satan have arranged for them before they were born. I don't know if you get my point. I saw that many of those children did not get a chance to actually become what God wants them to be. More than 90%, they were fulfilling the evil plan they've already set for them before they were born. So when I saw that revelation, I was like, well, I don't think people should want to have children. Yeah, because if those children were not born at all, they won't have to go to hell. Yeah. In fact, when if I look at some people, I would wish they weren't born at all, and they weren't born into the world at all. Because as I'm looking at them, I'm already seeing their future, that they are going to hell. Yeah, because I can see the kind of life they are living. So in my heart, I would wish that they weren't born at all. Yeah. So what then are we running after in this world? What then are we pursuing in this world? What is in this world that really makes sense? Nothing. I'm telling you, but some of you might not understand these things. Except God open your eyes. Yeah. You might not understand that this world has nothing for you. I'm telling you, nothing for you. Everything you might think it has for you is death, destruction, slavery, captivity, corruption, pollution, defilement. I'm telling you the truth. This world has nothing for us as Christians. Yeah. And if God is saying, oh, you have to get married, you have to have children, you need to first go and pray for grace to carry those burdens. Because you can lose it. You can lose heaven because you can lose heaven because of the things God allow you to have in this world. You can lose heaven because of them. I know what I'm talking about. Yeah, so if you really want to make heaven, you need to pray seriously that God will give you grace to be able to make use of whatever he allows you to have in this world. You know, to make use of them correctly. And not fall by those things. Yeah, so this world has nothing for us but give. Yeah, and sometimes we would do well if we leave this place. I'm telling you the truth. You know, there was a place that Apostle Paul was saying that him being alive is not for his benefit. That it is for the benefit of the church, the people God has sent him to disciple, to teach. Yeah, he said, him being alive is for their benefit, not for his own benefit. He said, for me to live is Christ. But and to die is gain. What does that mean? It means that I am living because Christ has given me an assignment. Jesus has given me an assignment. As I'm still, that's why I really want to live. But if I die now, it will be a gain to me. That is what that man was saying. He said if he dies, it's a gain to him. Yeah, because he doesn't want this place. He doesn't want to stay here in this world. Yeah, and I think every Christian should have the same mind. You shouldn't want to be here. And you being here should be because of Christ, not because of yourself. If you want to be here, you are not ready for heaven yet. Because looking at everything that is in the world, there's nothing in all of them. There's nothing for you, nothing for us. Yeah. Well, you might be struggling to believe and accept those truths. I pray the Holy Spirit will open your eyes. Yeah. Where are we? Yeah, John 17. Yeah, let me read again from verse 15. I pray not that thou shouldest keep them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from evil. So even Jesus agreed that there's people here in this world, a lot of evil. Verse 16, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Why do you think you are of the world? Jesus said, you are not of the world, even as he is not of the world. Then why do you identify with the world? Why do you think of yourself as one of them? You are not of the world. Do you know what it means to not be of the world? It means your life is not here. That's what it means. Means the life you live is not here. It means the world does not teach the kind of life you live. The world system does not support the kind of life you live. They teach and speak differently. That's what it means to not be of this world. It is everything going on in the world, does not agree with your nature. Everything is against your nature because you are not from here. You are not of this world. Yeah, that is what it means. I mean, everything. He is against your nature as a Christian. If everything in this world is not against your nature, then it means you are still of the world. Yeah. If the world system, yeah, the world's mindset, how the people of the world think, how they think, how they live, how they see themselves, how they see others, how they relate with money, a marriage, and many other things that there is in this world. If you think the same way, you are still of the world. Yeah, if you think the same way the people of the world thinks, you are scared of the same things they are scared of. It means you are still of the world. If you worry about the same thing they worry about, it means you are still of the world. Yeah, if the same thing, the same things that moves them moves you, it means you are still of the world. If the same things that controls the people of the world controls you, it means you are still of the world. Yeah, if the same things that is enslaving them is enslaving you, it means you are still of the world. Yeah, John the Baptist said, he that is from above is above all. He that comes from above is above all. What does that mean? Because we are not of this world, it means we are above this world. But today, we see many Christians who, well, I don't know if I should call them Christians. Anyway, let me say so-called Christians who have been captured by the system of this world. They are serving the system of the world, whereas they should be above the system. But they are now under the system. The system is ruling them, controlling them. That is not the kind of life God has called us to live. So here Jesus agreed with the fact that there is evil in the world. And he went further to say that we are not of the world, even as he is not of this world. And then in verse 18, he said, as thou hast sent me to the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. So you have been sent into the world from the day you welcome Jesus into your life. Jesus accepts you. Have been sent from that day. Sent into the world to shine your light. To shine your light. Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they might see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So Jesus has sent you. Yeah, you don't have to get a dream and then in the dream a voice from heaven says, I'm sending you to preach. You don't need all of that. You have already been sent by Jesus. So all of us, we are apostolic people. We have been sent. Yeah. To be apostolic means to see yourself as one who has been sent with a message. Sent to fulfill a mission. And every Christian have been sent into the world to win souls, to shine their light. But it's a pity that we are not really, many of us in the body of Christ are not even living our life like one who said. Yeah, we are living like one who belongs here. Because if you are sent, it means you were sent from somewhere. You belong somewhere. And then from that place, they sent you here to do a mission. Just like angels have been sent from heaven into the earth to carry out assignments. So Christians have been sent also to carry out assignments for God. But majority of Christians don't see themselves as one who is sent. Because they are all living for themselves. They don't even care about the will of God. Yeah. So when all your life is just for yourself, then how can you say you are sent? Of course not. May God have mercy on our generation. Now let's look at another scripture, 2 Peter. Chapter 17. 2 Peter 3:17. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also be led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. Yeah. It says, saying ye know these things before. So many of the things I'm saying here is not new. Yeah. These are the things the Bible teaches. If you read of the letters in the scriptures, you see the same. In fact, if you read even from the Old Testament, you see the same, confirming that we do not belong to this world. So here Peter said, seeing ye know these things before, you know these things before. So be careful, beware, so that you won't be led away with the error of the wicked. Beware. Beware. Yeah, many times when I share some things, some word of God online, and people would say, thank you, man of God, for the reminder. Yeah, they would say, thank you for the reminder. Meaning that they know those things before. It's not as if they don't know. But somehow they just forgot. Because of the cares of this world, somehow they just forgot the truth. I pray that you will not forget the truth in the name of Jesus. Because that is all that matters in your journey through this world. I pray you will not forget the truth. So here, the Bible says, be careful, beware, lest ye also be led away with the error of the wicked. There's an error out there. A lot of them. A lot of errors. You must not swallow them. You must of their poisons, they will kill you and send you to hell. Beware. A lot of heralds in many churches, heralds in many ministries, a lot of heralds about many things. Beware. Yeah, maybe you have been doing something correctly, and if somebody just come around, maybe a friend, maybe a relative, maybe a family member, maybe a neighbor, and the person begins to suggest another thing to you, and you know yourself that you have been in the right path, you have been doing the right thing, but then this person came and then started saying, I will not look at it this other way. Don't you think I've been doing it all wrong? Why not try this method? Method, try that method. Beware. Be careful. There's a lot of heralds out there. One thing about heralds is that once you swallow just one, let's say there are millions of heralds. Once you allow just one to get into you, you are gone. Because gradually that one herald will start growing and gradually will start inviting the other heralds. And you will not even know that you are going astray. You will not even know that you are falling away. In your walk with God, you will know gradually that small hero you have embraced will start drawing the other ones. So that's why I'm very careful when I'm listening to some teachings and sermons and messages of some preachers, well-known preachers, anointed preachers, in quotes. I'm very careful when I'm listening to them because some of them, they are very eloquent and they speak in a captivating way. In a way to captivate you, to make you believe everything they are saying, and I agree with everything they are saying. But because I am not a baby spiritually, so when I'm listening to them, I'm very careful. Yeah, some of them, by the time I would listen to them for 1 hour, I could pick more than 13 heralds in the things they have said. And though, if you, some of you, were to listen to such, you will not think those 13 things are wrong. Yeah, but it wouldn't take me time to pick out those heralds. Because I'm careful. It's not because I'm special or more special than you. It's just the fact that I'm very careful. I'm very sensitive to heralds. So I'm always guarding my heart, guarding my life from heralds. Yeah. So we must be careful. Don't be carried away because a preacher is performing miracles. Don't be carried away because such preacher is famous and has large crowd following him. Don't be carried away by that. Be careful. Be careful. A woman was testifying some time ago. She has worked for Satan for many years. And in her testimony, she said that she received a mission from Satan to recruit false preachers. Yeah, she said she received an assignment from Satan to raise up false preachers. And then she said that many of you don't believe that the false preachers she called into ministry. She said she was the one who called them into ministry. That it was not God. I know some of them, they thought it was God that called them because she would appear in their dreams as an angel of light. And they will think they are having conversation with God, not knowing that they are having conversation with him, with she. Yeah, so she said she called many ministers into ministry. So she said we should be careful of ministers that they can speak nine truths and then they will have just one error. These are ministers that when you hear them, much of the things they say is true, but then they have had just one error. So 9 truths, 1 error. 19 truths, 1 error. Or 2 errors. She said Christians should be careful of such ministers. Is it because that is how the kind of ministers they raised up from the kingdom of darkness. That is how they have been trained to serve the devil. Yeah. So she said they took time to train them, but those ministers would think it is God training them. Yeah. So she said that these ministers, they will tell you 9 things that is right, and then they will have 1 error. Yeah, so he said, if you believe them and receive everything they say, you are gone. Because that error will start growing in you till the error takes over you. Yeah, so we have to beware. Even as you are listening to preachers, beware. Because you don't know what the devil will do with one single error you have believed. Yeah. I mean, what the devil will do with that error in your life to destroy your life. How the devil will use that error to stop you from becoming who God wants you to be. So be careful. Be very careful. It is the way, lest you also being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your steadfastness. Beware. Beware. Yeah, don't forget. Our topic says that the detrimental effect of this wicked word on believers, the detrimental effect of this wicked word. Let's look at John chapter 10. Verse 10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. John chapter 10, verse 10. I'm come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Jesus said the thief. Who is the thief? Satan. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. We must beware. The thief is here. And mind you, he has been here even before you were born. We are dealing with forces that are billions of years old. Demonic entities. These are people who have studied about humans for thousands of years. Yeah, so they know a lot about you. They know a lot about your humanity, your weaknesses, your strength. They know a lot about your generational lineage, your ancestors, because they have been here for a long time. Yeah, so you have to beware. If you get some little victories, don't get too excited. Beware. Yeah, if you get some little breakthroughs, don't get excited. Don't relax. Beware. Yeah. You know, some Christians, the best time for the enemy to get them is after they have gotten some victories, or they have experienced some miracles. That's the best time the devil can get them, because the devil knows that is when they will now relax. Beware. Yeah. Some Christians, when they get some little blessings, maybe financial blessings or material blessings, that is when they now start losing their guard. And they now become vulnerable to the enemy because they are too excited. Beware. Yeah, you are dealing with forces that they are closely monitoring you, and they are looking for every possible means to strike you, to bring you down. Beware. Don't joke with your walk with God. We are in a war. This place is a battlefield. We are at war. Don't joke with your walk with God. Beware. Beware. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Don't think the devil is going to show you mercy. There's no mercy in his eyes. All their plans is for your downfall. All the plans Satan have now will work only when you go down. I don't know if you're getting my point. Imagine some people planning things that will only profit them when you go down. When you fall. I don't know if you're getting it. No, you're not getting it. Let's say, for instance, somebody is building a multi-billion dollar company. Multi-billion dollar establishment. And then you ask the person, why are you building this kind of structure
Why are you building this kind of company and organization? The person tell you that our goal is because we want some set of people to fall. That this company, as you see it, will flourish only when this set of people fall and fail. Yeah, that is what the kingdom of darkness is doing. Yeah, so they have no mercy for you. Yeah, all of their plans will only succeed when you fall, when you fail, when you go down. Yeah. And they have invested a lot in their plans. A lot. If God show you much of the plans of the enemy, you won't sleep again. I'm telling you. You will be praying every time. You will not sleep anymore. If God can show you all that the kingdom of darkness is planning, you will not want to sleep anymore. You want to spend the rest of your life praying and fighting. Yeah, so you have to be careful. Have to be careful. When you are happy, be careful. When you are sad, be careful. The Bible says that the devil is about like a roaring lion, seeking for whom to devour. It's going about like a roaring lion. So we must be careful. We pray that the Lord give you grace to not forget these things you have heard in this teaching tonight. In Jesus' name. That is in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8. 1 Peter 5 8. It says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as the roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. So there is no mercy in the eyes of these creatures. They have no mercy for you. Sin has no mercy for you. Yeah, those demons, they have no mercy. So all they want to do is to kill you, destroy you. Yeah, but when you are sensitive and you are at alert, they can't get you. When you are ready, always ready for them, they can't get you. Yeah. Sometimes when I'm in a conversation, even inside my house, and then after everyone have talked and talked, and then I'll just say my own contribution, and then they will look at me, they will say, you are not always thinking like on every other people in the world. Yeah, because my own contribution will be different, because I won't look at those things from the heart perspective. I will look at the conversation from the heavenly perspective. Yeah, so sometimes they don't even want to share some things with me. Yeah, and then they will say, well, if everyone doesn't make heaven, we are sure you will make heaven because you don't think like people here. Yeah, I will just laugh. Why? Because that is how Christianity, that is what Christianity is all about. Yeah, even in your discussions with others, beware. Be be careful of what you speak out with your mouth. Be careful of the suggestions you give people, advice, counsel you give. And then be careful of the ones you get from people. I pray that you'll be wise at this time. In Jesus' name. So we are going to stop here. If you have questions, you can ask on our Telegram group. Let us pray. Father, we are so grateful for a time like this to look into your word, to learn the truth, the real truth. Thank you, Father. Thank you for making us see how much this world is full of evil, and that this world and the system of this world is not our friend, but is always against us and will always be against us. Thank you for showing us these things, that we need to be aware, that we need to be careful how we relate with this world. Thank you, Lord, for showing us these things. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you help everyone here to be wise in their thoughts, in their speech, and in their actions. Help everyone here to be wise in the name of Jesus. Help everyone here, O Lord, to not embrace errors and lies that are flying about. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that your eyes will be opened to see the realities in the unseen realms, the invisible realms, in the name of Jesus. And I pray that you will always be ready for the devil, that the devil will never catch you unaware, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name.